It's Civic Media. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. And I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today as we work our way through this Black Friday post-Thanksgiving here on the Civic Media Network. Coming up in about 10 minutes, going to talk to Mark Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum on the results of the school referendums around the state and the impact of that going forward, especially as it applies to the legislative biennial budget, which, well, we're having the listening sessions already begin next week with Governor Evers. So that's already heading your way. If you missed any of the show, you can find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Already on the show, I've covered football, of course, I'm the sports director. Why wouldn't we cover football? Also on this show, I've talked a bit about Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow, and a little bit about getting on those spring election ballots. But right now, we are talking Wisconsin holiday attractions and events. I'm joined once again by Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin, gracious enough to stick around for another segment here. Logan, we were talking about some of the European-style Christmas markets in Wisconsin, and there are, you know, we talked about the European influence, not only in winter, but in a lot of holidays in Wisconsin, but there are still some great Christmas markets to talk about here. So let's finish the thought on that and talk about some of the ones happening here across eastern Wisconsin.
So along the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin, you're going to discover this European-style holiday market that honestly makes you feel like you're in Europe too. This is at Villa Bellezza Winery, and they host a popular outdoor and indoor market. And the winery, it's actually designed to replicate the look of an Italian village. So in their center courtyard, which they call their piazza, you're going to stroll past these vendors that are selling locally produced goods while sipping on some of that locally produced wine. It's really this sort of experiential, memorable experience. That's at Villa Bellezza Winery, and they're hosting it Saturdays and Sundays through December 22nd. But really, you know, throughout Wisconsin, you're finding these sort of markets. There's the Chris Kindle Market on Broadway in Green Bay. There's the Old World Christmas Market at the Ostoff Resort. So great options to support local artisans and have fun while you're doing that holiday shopping.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because it's not just about, you know, giving stuff to people, right? Wisconsin has so much to offer beyond just stuff. There are some great experiences to be had in Wisconsin all times of the year, but especially here in the winter. But there are some ideas for people who are looking to you know, maybe you have a family member who hasn't been back to Wisconsin in a bit. Maybe you have a friend coming to the state. What are some things people can do to help people get out and experience what this great state has to offer?
So some of the most rewarding gifts are kind of those intangibles. It's memories. Electronics, they can become outdated. Clothes can go out of fashion. But traveling, whether it's with friends or family or by yourself, it's this really enriching and unforgettable experience to gift. And there's a ton of different ways you can think about this, whether you have out-of-state folks visiting, or you want to encourage someone to experience Wisconsin more. You know, you can book a guest getaway to a destination your gift receiver hasn't visited yet. Find those local, only in Wisconsin activities to add to your itinerary. And some of those gifts, they can really give back throughout the entire year. One great idea is purchasing a state park admission sticker for those outdoor lovers in your life. You know, you're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone, really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
And speaking of that, you know, the change to that too is it's no longer like a January to December. Now it's a rolling 12-month sticker. So when you gift it, you actually get the full 12 months of it now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you really get the all 12 months of value out of it. So that is top of my list for like that outdoor lover in your life. But maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. So history buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. I've been able to visit a few of these sites. They're wonderful. I went to Villa Louis in Prairie du Chien, and that is so fun. I would highly recommend visiting that place. But the Historical Society, they make it easy for you. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership. They know this is, you know, a popular option, so certainly one worth considering.
Yeah, and it is great that you mentioned some of the attractions, especially in the more rural parts of the state where, people think of Wisconsin sometimes and they think of the big cities, but there's a lot of charm to be had and a lot of cool things to visit. The state parks, obviously, but a lot of these historic attractions around the state certainly bring people in. Final thought, Logan, before we wrap this thing up. We've talked about a lot of things, but there is one place people can go, right, to find out all the information they need on things to do in Wisconsin.
Yeah, whatever you're interested in, if it's, you know, holiday shopping or snow sports or ideas to gift travel and any sort of Wisconsin getaway, you can plan it at travelwisconsin.com.
Logan, I appreciate all of your time. It's so much fun to talk about Wisconsin, and there's nothing really more fun for me working in a business like radio where I can just talk about the state I like and about the cool things to do here. I mean, that's fun. So I appreciate all your time and all the work you guys do over there at Travel Wisconsin.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy. I appreciate the time.
It can be overwhelming sometimes when you think about all the stuff there is to do in Wisconsin. And I mean, when we talk about, we just had Logan Rogge on for what, almost a full half hour, right? So we had him on for like a half an hour, and we were just scratching the surface of all the things that are going on in the holiday season around Wisconsin. I mean, just barely scratching the surface of all the cool things that you can do. You can find a full list of events at travelwisconsin.com if you're looking for some inspiration on that getaway day. I know, as someone with children, as somebody who likes to get out and do things in the winter, that it is a tremendous resource for just getting out there and enjoying what this great state has to offer. Big, big thanks to Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin for joining us right there. Going to shift gears a little bit in our next segment. Going to talk school referendums with Mark Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Yep, we are talking school referendums because we just had a record number of them pass this year, and this spring could bring a whole lot more to your ballot. So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Jimmy Cuska, the sports director here at Civic Media, and we'll have more coming up right after this. You're listening here to the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media.